Dear Islamic brothers, the second caliph of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, O people, it is mandatory for you to acquire knowledge. Indeed, Allah has a cloth of love, and whoever learns a chapter of knowledge will be wrapped in it by Allah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear Islamic brothers, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma said, revising knowledge for some time at night is more beloved to me than spending the entire night in worship. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The same has also been reported from Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Dear Islamic brothers, the renowned Imam Shafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said, the greatness of knowledge can be gauged from the fact whomsoever it is attributed to become happy even if regarding a small matter, and whomsoever it removed from becomes sorrowful. A scholar once remarked, if only I came to know what was given to the one who did not receive knowledge and what was not given to the one who did receive knowledge. A wise person was asked about what things should be collected. He replied, those things which will swim with you when your boat sinks, meaning knowledge. Some have said regarding this, the perishing of one's body via death is what is meant by the sinking or submerging of one's boat. It has been said that he who takes wisdom as his reign will have people make him their imam, and whoever comprehends wisdom will be looked at with honor by people. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.